two bits of recent political history are shaping this fall's election.
6 years ago, in 2008, Democrats had huge success in Senate races. Now those six-year terms are up. Democrats must defend all those seats, and they're at risk of losing the Senate.
4 years ago, in 2010, Republicans won big in governor's races. Now those four-year terms are up. The GOP is defending many seats, and they are at risk of losing ground.
We'll check in on both kinds of races now, starting with an incumbent governor facing the electorate. Florida Republican Rick Scott faces a challenge from former Governor Charlie Crist.
It's among the closest and nastiest races in the nation and also the most costly. Here's NPR's Greg Allen.
On paper, Rick Scott has a lot going for him. He's an incumbent with nearly unlimited money in a state that's finally in economic recovery. But after 4 years of chronically low approval ratings, Scott's bid for re-election is turning out to be anything but easy.
In Miami, we also need to practice Sagamos Trabajando.
Sagamos Trabajando! Sagamos Trabajando!
It's Governor Rick Scott's campaign slogan, Let's Keep Working. He was in Miami recently making a pitch to Hispanic voters. Florida is a state almost evenly divided between Republicans and Democrats. Republicans control the legislature and all the top state offices. But in the last two presidential elections, Barack Obama mobilized Democrats and carried the state. The Democratic candidate for governor, Charlie Crist, is hoping to replicate that in this election.
Hi, you must be Marcella.
Marcella, yes.
I'm Charlie.
Nice to meet you.
It's very nice to meet you.
At a campaign stop in a Miami suburb recently, Crist met with Marcella Parra, a college student upset about recent cuts in Florida's Bright Futures scholarship program.
4 years ago, you would have qualified for a Bright Futures scholarship.
Right.
Back when I was governor, essentially. Now with Rick Scott and the change in the policy, you don't qualify anymore.
No.
Charlie Crist is the challenger in the race, but to Floridians, he's a familiar face. He was a Republican when he served as governor, but a lot has changed since then. He ran unsuccessfully for the Senate, first as a Republican and then as an independent. Now Crist is a Democrat, running for a seat he left behind just 4 years ago. It's a remarkable political transformation, one the Scott campaign lampoons in TV ads.
I'm running as a Republican.
An independent.
I'm running as a Democrat.
Flippin' unbelievable.
Crist often paraphrases Ronald Reagan, saying, I didn't leave the Republican Party, it left me. And he quotes another Republican popular in Florida.
Jeb Bush said it better than I could ever say it. He said, today's Republican Party appears to be anti-women, anti-minority, anti-gay, anti-immigrant, anti-education, anti-environment. The list goes on.
Crist is being outspent by Scott in the race, but has mounted his own relentless barrage of attack ads. Many hark back to Scott's tenure as head of Columbia HCA, a hospital chain hit with what at the time was the nation's largest ever fine for Medicare fraud.
Taxpayers and seniors got cheated, but Rick Scott walked away with millions.
There are charges leveled against Scott when he first ran for governor. Scott overcame them in that race and is working to do so again by turning them around and attacking Crist.
In 2010, the Democrats attacked me, and I said, when I ran a company, I will take responsibility for the actions while I was a CEO. In contrast, Charlie's never taken responsibility for anything.
Susan McManus, a professor of political science at the University of South Florida, says after months of wall-to-wall negative ads, many voters are dazed and confused.
So if you're a person that doesn't really follow politics 24/7, you're having a very difficult time figuring which of these is telling the truth. We have had more negative ads longer. It's been almost nonstop.
Last week in their first debate, Scott and Crist laid out their positions on a series of issues. On many, there's a stark difference. On the five-decade-long Cuban embargo, a perennial Florida issue, Scott supports it. Crist wants to lift it. On gay marriage, Crist is for it. Scott opposes it and reminded debate viewers that not so long ago, Crist did also. Crist supported a state ban on same-sex marriage, but later said that position was a mistake.
And Charlie said he took that position for political expediency. So my concern today is what positions has he taken today for political expediency?
It's a charge that fires up Republicans, many of whom feel betrayed by Crist's switch in political parties. But it's also aimed at independent voters who may wonder, after his political transformation, what exactly Charlie Crist stands for. Crist's campaign hopes to win over independents, but is putting much of its focus on getting Democrats out to vote. Crist is one of the few Democrats running this election, not distancing himself from President Obama. First Lady Michelle Obama will be here later this week. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.